Southern Baptists voted to oppose in vitro fertilization, or IVF, at their national convention in Indianapolis. SideEffects Public Media's Ben Thorpe reports some worry the move could indicate a growing opposition to IVF and a widening of restrictions on reproductive choices.
Delegates from some 50,000 churches gathered in Indianapolis this June to tackle many issues, including a resolution to oppose in vitro fertilization, or IVF.
In Christ alone, my hope is found.
The resolution does not explicitly forbid members from using IVF, but it does call on Southern Baptists to advocate for the government to restrain reproductive technologies like IVF. It's the first time the country's largest Protestant group has considered such a resolution.
And I move that the convention adopt resolution number 6.
Some within the SBC say they have been hoping to broach their concerns with IVF since the fall of Roe v. Wade in 2022. And with the Alabama Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos can be considered children earlier this year, some, like Andrew Walker, see an opening. He's an associate professor of Christian ethics and co-author of the Southern Baptist Convention's resolution.
All I'm doing is bringing the full force and logical conclusion of my principles on unborn, preborn human beings and applying that to frozen human beings.
During IVF, eggs and sperm are merged in a lab dish to form an embryo. The treatment often creates more embryos than can be used for pregnancy. Those extra embryos can be frozen, used for research, or destroyed. Walker says that's a problem for Southern Baptists, who see those embryos as people.
I would never encourage or affirm or even deem ethical IVF for anybody because of my beliefs about human dignity.
But not all members were on board with a stance against it. Zachary Sahadic of Ohio emotionally told members before the vote that he could not see IVF as inherently wicked.
I have a son because of IVF. I have another son 20 weeks old in my wife's womb because of IVF. And I have 10 embryos that I love, and with every bit of my being, we will have or see born into a Christian family.
Despite the emotional testimonies, most members were not swayed.
The ayes have it, and the resolution is adopted.
Some health experts had their eye on the Southern Baptist Convention. Paula Amato is the president of the American Society for Reproductive Medicine. She was raised Catholic and understands how important belief systems are for many of her patients.
That patient says, you know, I just want to fertilize a limited number of the eggs that we retrieve. I will certainly accommodate that patient.
Amato says it's possible to work with patients to fertilize as few eggs as possible, but that could make an already expensive procedure even costlier. That's because not all eggs that are fertilized in the lab will ultimately be suitable to be placed back in the uterus in the hopes of becoming a fetus.
This notion that we create a lot of embryos that never get used, first of all, it's not as many embryos as that might imply. And secondly, part of the reason we do it is to minimize the risks to the person undergoing the procedure.
There are signs Southern Baptists may already be moving to take that resolution a step further. Recently, Senate Republicans blocked a bill to codify protections for IVF. The Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics Committee had urged lawmakers not to move forward with IVF protections as early as this May. That's exactly what worries Louise King, a reproductive bioethicist at Harvard's Medical School. She says the majority of Americans are in favor of IVF.
So for a small group of people who feel differently, to say that their viewpoints should somehow govern the behaviors and decisions that other people make around family building is way, way too far, not consistent with how we live in this country.
Questions about protecting access to IVF have already made their way into the presidential race and could be a factor in the November election. Ben Thorpe, SideEffects Public Media.